When debt roars, echoes of financial tumults in today's markets. The year is 2025. Across the globe, a familiar chill is creeping into the financial markets. Stock tickers display a sea of red, and the whispers of economic uncertainty are growing louder. For those who look to the past, this is not an entirely new tune. The specter of global debt concerns and the subsequent market tumbles are echoes of historical patterns, a recurring theme in the grand, often turbulent, narrative of human economic endeavor. The intricate web of global finance, while appearing modern and complex, is built upon foundations laid centuries ago. Throughout history, periods of significant economic expansion have often been accompanied by burgeoning levels of debt, both public and private. When these debts become unsustainable, or when confidence falters, the consequences can be swift and brutal, leading to market collapses that reverberate across nations. Consider the Dutch tulip mania of the 17th century. What began as a speculative frenzy over tulip bulbs morphed into a full-blown financial crisis when prices, driven by irrational exuberance and leveraged investments, became divorced from any intrinsic value. The eventual crash left many investors ruined and served as an early, stark warning about the dangers of unchecked speculation and the fragility of markets built on borrowed optimism. Fast forward to the late 17th and early 18th centuries, and we see the South Sea Bubble in Britain. The South Sea Company, granted a monopoly on trade with Spanish South America, promised immense riches. Investors, fueled by rumors and a desire to get rich quick, poured money into the company, pushing its stock prices to astronomical heights. Many were heavily leveraged, their investments financed by loans. When the reality of the company's limited trade success became apparent, and the bubble burst, it triggered a financial panic that crippled the British economy and led to widespread bankruptcies. The ensuing scandal shook the foundations of government and exposed the deep links between political power and financial speculation. More recently, the dot-com bubble of the late 1990s and early 2000s offers another poignant example. The rapid rise of internet-based companies, many with unproven business models but soaring valuations, created a speculative environment. Investors, convinced of a new economy, poured money into tech stocks. When the bubble inevitably burst in 2000, it triggered a significant market downturn, wiping out trillions in market capitalization and leading to the collapse of many promising, yet ultimately unsustainable, enterprises. These historical episodes, from the exotic allure of tulips to the digital promise of the internet, share a common thread: the dangerous dance with debt and speculation. In each case, a confluence of factors easy credit, a herd mentality among investors, and a disconnect between asset prices and underlying value created the conditions for a dramatic unwind. Today, as we navigate the economic landscape of 2025, the concerns over global debt levels, rising interest rates, and geopolitical instability bear a striking resemblance to these historical precedents. Governments around the world are grappling with significant national debts, a legacy of past spending and crisis management. Corporate debt levels are also a point of concern, with many businesses having taken on substantial loans during periods of low interest rates. The current market downturn can be seen as a reaction to the growing realization that the era of cheap money is over. As central banks have tightened monetary policy to combat inflation, the cost of borrowing has increased, putting a strain on indebted entities. This tightening of credit can trigger a cascade of effects. Businesses struggle to service their debt, consumer spending may decline, and investor confidence can evaporate, leading to sell-offs in equity markets. The challenge for policymakers today is to manage these risks without triggering a full-blown economic crisis. This involves a delicate balancing act: controlling inflation, managing debt levels, and maintaining economic growth. History offers a sobering reminder that missteps in these areas can have profound and long-lasting consequences. From the perspective of ordinary folks, these economic tremors can be unsettling. They disrupt livelihoods, impact retirement savings, and create a pervasive sense of uncertainty. Understanding the historical context of financial instability, the cyclical nature of booms and busts, and the role of debt in these events can provide a crucial framework for navigating these challenging times. It allows us to see that while the specifics of today's economic worries may feel unique, the underlying dynamics have played out before, offering lessons learned, or perhaps, yet to be fully absorbed. As we observe the current market tumbles, it is essential to remember that economic history is not merely a collection of dates and events, but a living narrative of human behavior, ambition, and the enduring consequences of our financial choices. The echoes of past debt crises serve as a potent, if sometimes ignored, guide for the present.